Shoshona pretended to be busy straightening her patterned hose as Mina spoke. Sai, peering over his desk, couldn't take his eyes off her long, coltish legs. "And what's so real," Mina demanded, "about vampires?"
"Oh, I assure you they're real," Shoshona said with a cat-like smile. "You've read about those girls they keep finding drained of all their blood in parks all over New York City, haven't you?"
I heard murmuring, urgent or angry, then nothing. But I was too afraid to go alone in that dark hallway. Miles suddenly appeared stiff and upright, in his school uniform as always. He was blocking my exit.
"I told you not to ever come back here, and you came back," he said,
reasonable, like he was talking to a child being punished.
"You know you're going to die, right?"
A tall woman with red hair stepped out of the passenger side. She wore a black cowboy hat and black cowboy boots, which were studded with turquoise stones. She walked right up to X-Ray.
"This is where you found it?"
"Yes, ma'am."
"Your good work will be rewarded," she turned to Mr. Pendansky. "Drive X-Ray back to camp. Let him take a double shower and give him some clean clothes. But first, I want you to fill everyone's canteen."